Alrighty, friends. I guess we're back here, and I want to read an announcement, the second annual John Stat Miller Book Drive. 2 years ago today, RBN lost the great leader John Stat Miller, while his talk radio legacy remains and will continue, we're going to hear some of that, to echo deep into our dystopian future. He also left behind a great bounty of literature. Starting today, November 5th, 2023, RBN will be conducting its second annual John Stat Miller book drive. That's something in my eye. Please help to keep RBN alive through your participation. And the rest of this is RBN will be conducting an ongoing book drive starting November 5th, 2023, through January 8th, 2024. Donations of $100 or more taken from November 5th through January 7th will provide the donor with an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stat Miller. The available book of the week will be posted in the RBN News feed every Monday and announced by various hosts throughout the week. And I'm having that privilege right now. Every Sunday night, there will be a drawing from the list of qualified donors, and the winners will be announced in the second hour of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins at 7 p.m. Central Time. Books will come with an RBN business card and bumper sticker. If you don't win a book, your name will carry over into next week's drawing. And let me see if I can find the rest of the part I wanted to read here. I was busy looking back through something else in my notes. Hang on just a second. Sorry. Yeah, it's By Deception by Victor Ostrovsky. Yeah, and I don't see where I have it down here, but that's what it is. That will be the book. So, and I believe that comes out of Book Patch Publishing that Victor Ostrovsky set up himself and some other people are using. So, we'll have to, participate in this. This is a really good thing and a really good way to get some of his items circulated amongst us. We can appreciate it. It's just special that they were his. And a lot of good books, too. So, I think if you want to now, we'll go ahead and play that number four. And this is John and Ron McDonald, and you'll hear him.
The American Dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this... let's call it Moon Day. It is the 27th of March, 2017. And we get a, well, we had a, in the last 2 weeks, a triple dose of Ron McDonald. How'd that work out for us? Did we survive? Did we get vaccinated?
I think we did. I think we're healthy right now because of the triple dose.
You have, I've made mention on the air that I'm, actually, you went through the lawsuit. It's a $5 million lawsuit aimed at Tom Lacovara for something he said on the air February, of, I think it was 2nd, 2016. 3rd. Sorry. Thank you, Mike, for the correction. The 3rd. And we're like really not directly named in that, are we?
No, actually, they attempted to name you, but they named a fiction called the Republic Broadcasting Company and named it as a corporate entity.
Well, you know,
is that you? that's not you, is it?
Well, there's somebody in the government that might consider me part of the corporation, but I sure as hell don't. I am not a corporation, nor have I ever said I was a corporation. No, never would I ever want to be a corporation for benefit and consideration of the government or destruction, however you want to look at that. I found this rather fascinating because the guy did not do his homework. But I guarantee you for filing this paperwork, he accepted his client's money. Filed the paperwork in a court, and the sloppy son of a gun didn't even do his homework. You have, if there's any claim liable or damage or anything like that, you have 6 months in which to generate your paperwork and gather up your lawyers and, you know, tally-ho, off to the lawyer's court we go.
Not one day later, and that's, and this is a slander defamation case, it has to start at the time of the utterance of the slander. It doesn't matter if you're aware or not. You still have only 6 months to file a cause of action.
So they waited a year.
Over a year.
And they don't even know that I'm not a corporation. Never filed for being a corporation. So, again, you know, that would be, isn't, aren't lawyers signed up to some legal beagle stuff that makes searching real easy and you can get all the legal stuff that you need at your fingertips through different accounts?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, like Westlaw, I'm signed up to that, and you can do a lot of research on it.
So if this Tennessee ambulance chaser would have did his due diligence, and actually, I guess if a client comes to you and wants to file suit, they'll be happy to take your money, file paperwork. That's what lawyers do. But this guy accepted money, did not do his due diligence on this. And I'm not vindictive. I'm not going to throw paperwork back at this character. You know, what good would the world be if you've got one lawyer that was barred for, you know, whatever reason?
Yeah.
It's the system itself that it's rotten, but this lazy son of a gun didn't even do his due diligence after collecting the money from his clients.
No, and the clients have a right to attack him through the state bar.
Well, I would
say state bar has a bond for these sort of things, so to get their money back.
Well, it looked all fancy and nice showing up at the office, and I don't who signed for that, by the way, Mike. Did we ever determine? Huh? Secretary did? Looked official. Here, sign this.
No harm, no foul, huh?
Yeah, no harm, no foul. Well, at any rate, I appreciate your help on this. I have not had a chance to look at the paperwork you sent over. Now, I just submit this directly to the court and send a copy to the attorney?
That's correct. And the proof of service is over to you also.
When we say proof of service, you mean here, sign
to
for
the
this?
Attorney. Yeah, well, you send out a copy of the motion to dismiss, you know, under 12B2 to the attorney. And you have to attach a proof of service along with your motion to dismiss to the court. And the proof of service has to be filled out by someone not related or involved in a lawsuit.
All right. Well,
that's my opinion, John.
All right. Speaking of court goings on and shenanigans and people that are starting to, you know, I think all this is going to end up back in the courts. I don't give a damn what somebody's contention is. I don't care what their opinion is. You know, let's all go hire lawyers, lawyer up, pay unnecessary fees, and try to kill each other with paperwork. The great one down here, Mr. Jones, issued a, and his idea of a retraction. Now, if we remember Joe Biggs, that used to work with Alex, used to report, do TV programming with him, Mr. Biggs told Alex, back away from this Pizzagate thing. It's BS. Don't do it. Well, I listened to his public apology. And as per usual, Alex deflects without naming names, refers to two reporters that used to work for him, didn't necessarily say that these two people that used to work for him are the party responsible for the Pizzagate thing. It was Alex. As Joe Biggs told him, he said, leave this thing alone. Alex, don't do it. Alex insisted. Joe picked up his stuff and left. Smart guy. So here's Alex, gets up there, denies pretty much all responsibility, issues an apology, and invites the guy on the air. Way to go, Alex. And if you listeners out there, a lot of you aren't sure what or who to trust. You're trying to absorb as much information, trying to make yourself as smart as possible. Cunning, if you will, to see the enemy coming and first to identify and then see him coming to know who the enemy is. Well, let me make a suggestion to you. You know, Alex thought that it was pretty cool that his CIA buddies were helping him out and that they used him in the Trump campaign. And my immediate thought was, look, my egotistical Texan friend, you are not that damn smart to outsmart the people that this is what they do 24/7, 365 days a year. They sit and concoct, contort, lie, skew, kill, maim, you name it. So he's right in the, he thinks he's right in the manger with this thing, and he was just pretty much gloating. And these people came out and said, Alex, we used you and thank you for this. You know, we did a lot with the Trump campaign and so on and so forth. He's that ignorant. He is that. And in my estimation, hear me, Mr. Jones, I could open up the window, shout real loud, and if you were listening, as you never do to anybody, you damn fool. I don't trust you. I have never trusted you. You're all of that, and what you can't absorb, use up and spit out, you just deny any culpability or responsibility for anything. This is why several years ago, folks, and I don't want to get off on an Alex Jones rant here today. I'm only commenting on this because I posted the public apology that he put up, and it's on our site. The only reason I'm mentioning this, otherwise I wouldn't take time out of my day to go after this guy. But a couple of years ago, he came out and said he was the voice of the Patriot community through InfoWars, and I just flat flipped out over that one. That you are going to position yourself as to be the end-all, be-all, or the main mouthpiece for the Patriots in this country? You've got a lot of gall, tons of it, and I reacted to it. Okay, enough of this. Was that kind enough, Mike?
That was more than kind, Mike. From my position,
Mike, I'm asking you a question. You look at me. Was that pretty fair? Pretty fair. Do you think I'll get sued by Alex now again? And the last time I got sued, I told him, I said, you know, you should have had a wife like mine instead of that bitch you were married to. Then my exact words, and I'm not flowering it. And he said, I don't think that's funny. I said, did you think that was a joke? I said, that wasn't a joke. I said, you need solid people that are going to watch your back. not those you can command and control and order and boss around and ignore their input. You needed somebody. Well, she got her hat and got out of town and got $4 million along the way. Okay, enough of this. Jeez. Why am I even talking about this, Mike? Why didn't you mute me? Oh, there is a lot to go into here.
But Mike, the owner here, Mike played that. It was from March 27th of 2017, I think it said at the beginning. But he played it on Thursday. And I thought, well, this is very representative of how John Stadtmiller tried to handle whatever problems came up. And he didn't buckle under to some other network and let them come in and you don't know infiltrators are infiltrating until they've already infiltrated, all right? And so I was saying about the Speak Filth Radio or the Slush Fund Radio, because it really annoyed me when the person from there that is going to rewrite Erasing the Liberty and to show it was an accident by Israel, and he also copped out of Sandy Hook. You know, how's he escaping this stuff? He's running ops, okay? But he came on 15 minutes before it was time to call in and started dressing down the guest that was on the show that was playing at the time. And he calls RBN poison. A friend contacted me and says, why does Dave Gaharry call RBN poison? I guess he's doing it during his Dave and Duke shows on the Speak Filth Slush Fund Radio, and apparently David Duke has decided to go work on his books rather than mess with this guy anymore. Yeah, David Duke talks over all the time limits and everything, and so we're trying to curb the puppy now that he's 70-some years old, right? 72? 73? Yeah, 73. I think it was the 1st of July. But Do you see kind of a pattern here? You know, we had this 3-hour fest on another radio show, so we couldn't say anything about it when Dave Scorpio quit that show because he wasn't allowed to have Michael Gatti as his guest. Dave Gaharry wouldn't let him. And instead, Dave Gaharry goes on air, and this was just last year on September 3rd, 2022. Yeah, I know where it is, but they've tried to delete it from most places. And they bashed Michael Gatti for 3 hours. This is what I wanted Harry Vox to see. I want him to hear about this. And his name is Vaughn, not Stucky. They can't even do their dachshund right. And then they bring on this handsome truth. It turns out, you know, another host here brought forward how he tried to do activism with him. And they're just queer. So, anyway, we're looking forward to your calls, and James is holding. Thank you, James. We'll be back in a few minutes.
To have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Sie fliegen vorbei, wie nächtliche Schatten. Kein Mensch kann sie wissen, kein Jäger erschießen mit Pulver.
Thank you, Chris. Die Gedanken sind frei. Thoughts are free. And I just wanted to correct this week's book, By Way of Deception, The Making and Unmaking of a Mossad Officer by Victor Ostrovsky. And also Joe Biggs. He's sentenced to 17 years in prison for the little bit on January 6th. And yeah, he was right to probably push away from the Pizzagate thing. But at the time, I remember that, and I really wanted to see more backing. We're digging into this, and there is more and more of it, but I think that's part of what the DivOak was about, keep people locked down, because they were starting to get a little too close. The end of December, around Christmas, some of the videos from Kevin Spacey talking the short clips about we killed him with kindness, and this Jewish woman, Sharon Jacobs, I think her name was, that came forward and talked to Truat and had in the past, and how that's what they called it after they were finished torturing these children. She was the one that would kill them with kindness, put them out of their misery. Yeah. So James in Vancouver, are you still standing by?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
So when God judges Netanyahu, he's going to ask Netanyahu, why did you kill all those Palestinians? Netanyahu's going to reply to God, well, it wasn't me, it was the Americans that made me do it.
Yeah.
This will be the, now, Netanyahu saying that even to the Palestinians right now, he's saying, no, this isn't me, this is the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then what will happen is all those freeloaders you got coming in over the border there in Texas, they're going to be told, look, if you want revenge for what happened, you just go kill Mr. and Mrs. White Bread America. See how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what the Monkey Works guy was saying, you know, that he was alluding to, that maybe, you know, keep your gun handy. You might be the ones that have to fight them off, right?
Well, but this is what they do, you see.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of BS they're going to pull. And it's been pulled before, of course, for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years, you see. So it's the deception factor that I wanted to bring out in this whole episode. And yes, it is it's a killing field. It's nothing to do. And the Israelis don't fight with Egypt anymore because they'll get their clock cleaned, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why you've never seen them fight Egypt since 1973 when the Egyptians were ready for them and had state-of-the-art missiles for the tanks, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another issue.
In 67, they destroyed Egypt's air power right away. That's the first thing
they
did.
They said this was a preventive. Said, well, we knew they were going to attack us. No. They didn't. They weren't going to attack. No.
Well.
but that's what the media said, see?
Mm-hmm.
Walter Cronkite and all the boys, see? And
yeah.
Then you had that USS Liberty thing, see?
Yeah.
And then they could say, well, no, if the Americans told us we could, see, this is what they do, right? So, and you talked a couple names there. You have to know how to pick out an Ashkenazi accent. If you can, if you hear an Ashkenazi accent, then you know what's going on. And you got some guys on this network, Jewish power, Jewish power. And they're being paid to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
No one's paying you, I bet, but others are being paid. See how that works?
Nope. Yeah. Well, like Michael Gaddy pointed out Friday night, when he had Cal and DW, they were talking about psychological operation PSYOPs, which he was very familiar with. You have to have controlled opposition.
Yeah. And when
and
I
that's
hear someone
what
with
got.
An Ashkenazi accent talking about Jewish power, I go, what?
Yeah. Yeah, it's strange. It's definitely strange.
They want to infiltrate. They want to infiltrate, but they want to look for people who are anti-Jew. And the Fed posting, they get that wrong, too. They say Fed posting is where I call for violence. No, it isn't. Fed posting is when the federal people or agencies get on a radio and start saying anti-this and anti-that, and they're looking for people to call in and say, yeah, I believe that, see? And then they mark their names down. And then
mm-hmm.
what do you call that, doxing and stuff like that?
Yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
what they do, see? So,
yeah.
So you're good.
They go fishing, right?
Well, that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
And they even tried to hook me in their little club, and it didn't quite work out.
Oh, really? Tried to set you up, huh?
Well,
yeah, that figures.
Yeah, of course. Except I know a little more than they do. Look, I'll let you go.
Well, thank you very much, James. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset, but the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Delve a little more into this infiltration and controlled opposition and their psyops. Why would you want to change the story of the Liberty to make it an accident by Israel unless you are somehow involved with Israel? Now, during Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's last show with Dave Gaharry called Erasing the Liberty, and I did find it, but and the rest of the title was Setting the Record Straight, I believe, and this is what he was going into, and he also planned to rewrite the movie script. Now, I don't even know if they have a movie script written, because I think they're just waiting for the last few survivors to die off. And I'm going to say this again. I've said it several times. Phil Turney said Dave Gaharry stole $250,000 from him. And probably what happened was, because they did the 50th anniversary show on Andy's show too. That was in 2017 together. But since then, Phil wised up and saw what was going on. That's why I call it Slush Fund Radio. So what probably happened is Gaharry manipulated Phil into giving him his money to hold for him to invest in the upcoming movie. This is my speculation, and I think it's probably pretty accurate. And so nothing's coming of it, right? And then we have this entirely 180-degree flip. And like I said, he did the same thing about Sandy Hook. I remember when there was a falling out with Jim Fetzer. And I guess they're getting along all right selling books or whatever now. I don't know what the deal is there. But he is the only one to get away unscathed. Dave Gaharry from the Sandy Hook. He's printing the books. He just stopped giving them out, although I have one. So don't Ursula Haberbeck me for it. But it's just so irritating. And like this friend said, that asked me about why Harry was calling RBN poison on his own network during, I guess, the Duke shows. And she said, I guess we really can't trust anyone but our Lord. She was surprised because, yeah, he has a good voice. I, you know, back when he was on with Deanna and she was in mourning over her daughter, and Dave Gaharie, I know he was reading in the chat, and after that, she didn't want me for her moderator anymore. Nobody was in there anyway because they were tired of hearing the lies about Sandy Hook. So he told me, or told everyone, and I heard him, of course, that I had put in the chat there about Hallbig, Wolfgang Hallbig, had the case against him that Posner, and there's more than one person posing as Posner, that he had to drop his suit. The lawyer dropped it because Posner wouldn't show up for a video deposition. And so Posner, in Betzer's case in Madison, Wisconsin, he said he wasn't coming, right? But Gaharie went through details about how he had already set up his travel plans and everything. So he went ahead and met him there. And he's telling Deanna how he shook his hand. He's such a nice man. And so now all this is true? Another 180 flip? What won't he flip over? And during this show with Andrew Carrington, he said he hadn't had someone had given a question to Andy, and he could tell he was a little nervous reading it. And he said they were asking, how are you securing funds? Or how are the funds secured? And to me, that meant, okay, what are you doing with the quarter mil and the rest of it? How you, you know, but he answered it as if he was going to get funds. He said, well, I haven't had a passport in a while, and I'm going to have to get a passport and go get funds. Well, where was he going to go get funds? I don't know. Like, maybe he'll ride along with DeSantis to Sanctimonious when he goes to Israel to sign some bill for Florida. Who knows? But okay, I see you there, Chance. We'll get to you in just a minute. And Lynn. Well, let's just go to the calls then. I'll rant about this a little more later. So, Chance, how are you?
Hello, Mar.
Hi.
Hello, Mar. I was, it started with Sandy Hook. I heard that story. Then somebody filled me in with the USS Liberty, so I checked into it. There's a lot of shady characters, and I've been warning people to watch out for people. I didn't want to mention names, but I could see the connections now. I've seen this crap go on in the alternative media back in the 90s. So this is really no big surprise.
Nope.
It's no big surprise that there's characters who aren't who they say they are. This is why now I refuse to listen to anybody who supports these guys. Now I cut them off. Because, mm-hmm. And I hope people have the intuition to see through all this. That's what's really sad, that people still follow people who are giving them a snow job.
Yeah, it's one thing if it's something, you know, minor and maybe they've got it wrong or they got a date twisted or, you know, that's no big deal. We, you know, all of us are like that. We've learned something and so it just stays in our mind that it has to be that date, even though it might have been a different date, you know. That's kind of details, but the devil is in the details, so.
But to backstab other patriots, to me, there's no excuse for it. I mean, you cannot justify it in any way, shape, or form. This is smoking people out. This is smoking people out. And I refuse to listen to any shows that support these characters. I'm not going to get sucked into this nonsense. It seems the patriot movement has been infiltrated. Now, I don't know if they were bought off or what. It really doesn't matter. But they're not doing anybody any good. They can only lead you into the ditch. That's why I made my mind up. I just won't listen to certain shows.
Mm-hmm.
I won't do it. And I didn't like to mention names. I don't want to cause dissension, but hey, this is obvious, man.
Well, I'm mentioning names. You know, I haven't mentioned the one host yet that has his other, all his other shows are over there at SFR, Slush Fund Radio. I think you ought to just give up the one he has here and go over there, just stay over there. I don't particularly like these people coming here and calling RBN poison, and when they're the poisoners. And behind the scenes, they're stabbing others in the back, like you say. And they're
it happens on every network. You have a handful.
Yeah, they're lying to people, so they won't contact them. They won't keep in contact.
There's a handful in every network.
Oh, now, like it always said, happens. It's serving mammon rather than God, right, Chance?
Now, I don't know if they're being paid off or what the deal is, but I find it very insulting, and I just won't listen to them. They're showing their true colors. See, that's one thing. It's only a matter of time when somebody shows their true colors. People don't want to see it, you know? They'd rather look the other way and pretend. But it's only a matter of time before everything comes out. And it's coming out. And more will come out. More will come out. But I made my mind up who to listen to and who not to. And that's the way it goes with me. I don't play games now. We're too late in this game now to be following people who are bullshit. Excuse my language. You know? Mm-hmm. We're too far in the game now. You can't be, you know, getting misled now is very dangerous. Very dangerous. You've got to watch who you associate with, who you listen to. You've got to be wise to these things. I'm wise to what I saw happen in the 90s in the shortwave wars. I saw how people backstabbed each other. Not all, but a handful of them. And now I'm seeing it again. It's never going to end. That's part of the game. That's part of the process. And it's disappointing because I'm stopping listening to certain people. It's disappointing, sure, but I'd rather not listen to them than be misled. And with that, I'm going to let you go. Now, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you, Chance. Thanks for calling. And I see we have Miss Lynn in Maryland. Lynn, can we hear you, please? Hi.
Hi, Mer. Thank you very much. It's so good to hear you. I really appreciate you. Thank you. And happy, I guess, you know, event day. I'm sorry about John Stantmiller's death.
Yeah.
I actually only heard him maybe once, but I was just thinking about the fact that today we go back to standard time. So I guess the sun's setting, you know?
Yeah,
we can ring in a change in the weather and everything else. I got two things. One is the USS Liberty. You know, when I first heard that, and I'm sure I heard it on RBN, and I was like, oh, I don't know. And I went and I talked to my mother, who worked for the Navy. She was, you know, a contract negotiator with the Naval Ordnance Laboratory. And I said, do you know anything about the USS Liberty? She said, yeah, why? And I said, because I heard the story, and I just don't, you know, I don't know if this is true. And she said, what'd you hear? And so I told her, and back then it was fresh in my mind, fresher than now. And when I told her, she said, yeah, that's all true. And I'm like, what does that say? You know, I mean, so, but what I'm wondering is there not anything anywhere, like in the archives, in the Federal Register, Library of Congress, anywhere?
Well, right in this book that he's going to rewrite, and I have a copy of it and read it. It's very good. He's a perfectionist publicist. I'd like to get some more books, but I won't from him now. So in this
book,
I
got one of his. I don't know if it was his, but the publisher, I got one of theirs, and they're not good at citing stuff. So I hate that. You know, give me a reference when you make a statement. I want a reference with a page number and a title. And but the other thing is what I was thinking about. Somebody could do an oral history with the fellows that are still alive with the Library of Congress because they had their oral history program.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could also make sure that you have a copy kept on a flash drive so it wouldn't just happen to disappear. And you could be sure to, you know, give some of them around to Congress because they ought to be acknowledged.
You know who True News is, right? True News.
Yeah, but I don't trust him any further than I would see him. But okay.
Right. But they did a very good, I guess it was four parts, series. And I guess they have it on CD, and I think you can find it on BitChute now, too. But Sacrificing the Liberty. Now, this was back, you know, when I was talking to Gay Harry, and he was on a show. Actually, Michael Gaddy gave him his time with Jim Ram. Jim Ram was on yesterday with Michael and Stephanie. And he had been sick. And with this Divoke or the shots, or he might even be a targeted individual, he may have sold himself out, and they're making sure he does what he's been instructed to do, not just run with whatever benefits he got, you know. But he was saying there about the Liberty, he was believing some Israeli, he never gave, like you're saying, reference to who this was, but that he had read a book by an Israeli pilot that said it was an accident. Okay. And he's running with that. And I thought, well, this, he must have been affected by being sick or something.
You know? Well, not only that, but how long an accident? I mean, did they bomb the plane for well over an hour? Well, I mean, bomb the ship?
And if you read the book, after they were trying to sink it, a helicopter arrived with their little ninja suits on and the gun aimed at Phil Turney, who whipped them the bird. I mean, the deck is covered with his mate's bodies and blood, right? And he
and they dropped after they dropped napalm on him.
Well, no, they were going to board the ship, kill off who was left, and sink it. But I don't know what the orders were, but they turned around and left. I mean,
but that was because somebody defied orders and they were on the way. So because they were stopping, from what I remember, the ship would have been making mayday calls, and whoever the powers that be were stopping anybody from going to help them.
Oh,
and
yes.
Finally, I think a pilot said, not only no, hell no, and we're going.
And, well, there was a lot there, and there's divine intervention because the ship shouldn't have stayed afloat. But Laura in Michigan urged her husband when he was alive to, they were writing the book then, and so I guess it's 128, I think it's chapter 128, but anyway, it's a couple pages, and it's his information, and he was on a tender ship, you know, a ship that goes out to tend to the other ships, right, called the Yellowstone, and they weren't called up, you know, and other ones that were, and then sent back again. But this was all full of divine intervention. And for us to turn around, it's just like with Leo Frank in 1913. They're printing in their books now that he was innocent. And of course he wasn't. He raped and murdered her, and he was hanged. And then we have all this strange fruit, all these black folks, fellows that got hanged, because they were trying to frame a black guy for it. You know?
Well, it's funny how history changes that way, isn't it? Is the book that you have, does it have a Library of Congress number?
I could look.
Somebody ought to get it into the Library of Congress.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
it's
honestly. Because
yeah.
For one, I mean, under just the guise of somebody whose wine doesn't have access to the book, whereas if it had a Library of Congress number, they'll make an audio book for the blind.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, very good idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it might be on audio somewhere anyway, you know. It might be. I'll have to look and see. But, yeah, that would be nice for Laura.
They'll audioize it so that, because they have, you know, books for the blind free.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is today, there was a guy on Washington Journal. It's funny. You don't have to take years to whitewash stuff. I mean, they can do it right now in the here and now. It was actually about Israel and Gaza. And this guy's a Jewish guy with the Wilson Center. And I'm just like, oh, this is terrible. You know, when I can't call in, I you know, you can only call in once every 30 days. And even when somebody called in with a half-decent question or to challenge him, he's like, oh, well, that's something I wouldn't know anything about.
Uh-huh.
But And he didn't know anything about yesterday. Now, because he'll say, you know, he'll pull the thing, well, you know, I'm an American and I'm Jewish and rah-rah Israel, and we don't want anybody hurt. You know, we're not against the people at Gaza. They're just doing this, and then they're going to rescue the Gazans, you know. So
yes,
I'm like, okay, that's insanity. You know,
right.
Who would believe that? You're bombing them to high heaven. And then, though, he said, when he said something about, well, yesterday, I don't know, I didn't know anything about something that, you know, probably one of the rallies and stuff, because he was out shopping and everything yesterday, and I'm like, well, then you're not a very good Jew, bud.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. You know, Ron Paul was on one of the BCY America, the crosstalk, I guess it was, and I called into it and asked him if he knew about what James Traficant had read into the record in 93 about the bankruptcy in 33. Oh, no, I don't want to comment on that. You know, these shows are moving real fast, but, you know, this is the thing. It's the money. It's always the money. But, Lynn, I've got a couple more. And
Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you so much. And just, you know, be awake with what the church has probably been doing all day today.
Yeah.
Because Christian and conservative radio have been doing a number with this, you know. Turning Point USA, you know. Nothing's going on in Israel. Okay, thanks, Mer.
Appreciate you so much. You too. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, David in San Francisco on line one.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Mer. Listening with interest about the Liberty, that's, I remember when that happened and people have been censored. Boy, it took 30 years to get that to the general public. People attempted to raise that for years and years and years, and they'd get slammed off the radio. So there were only certain shows, and RBN did carry one of them that gave weekly updates on how the efforts went.
Well, Phil Turney had a show. Your Voice Matters, or Your Voice Counts, I think, on RBN. And Jeremy got through on Rush Limbaugh's. I think it was a guest host, but he squeezed it in there about the USS Liberty. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. No, it took years, and you know, Rush wouldn't do it on a general basis. Most of the so-called conservative stations would fight it, and you know, it just there were rare stations that would ever do anything with it. You know, I'm just one that I had a great-great-great-great-grandfather that signed the Declaration of Independence. So I was always raised with the knowledge that the aristocrats who were still in America were doing their best to sabotage everything that we did.
Listen to Michael Gaddy. All the research he's done over 42 years of all the mail between each other, you know, the letters and the documents in the National Archives, you know, and Chaim Salomon, you know, was a big proponent of undermining, really, the new country, and Alexander Hamilton in particular, and of course it's been said Aaron Burr should have shot him, you know, 10 years earlier, but yeah, so it's been going on from the beginning. So you have something else you want to add here before we get, we got one more caller I want to be sure and squeeze in.
Regarding, I don't know if you're keeping up on, in Colorado, they're trying to decide whether or not Donald Trump will be on the ballot in 2024. And Donald Trump is pretending that, you know, the oath of office says that you'll preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. And as part of the development of the case to take Trump off the ballot in Colorado, they used the expression support. And Donald Trump's lawyers actually had the gall to say that there's nothing in the oath of office for the president that says that he has to support the Constitution. And well, so it's just one of those weasel, you know, I mean.
Well, let me tell you something, Donald David. Like I said with Michael Gaddy, yeah, Donald Trump, he's a problem, but they all are. And he did do some good stuff. And the Constitution isn't what we thought it was at all. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do, more undermining and destroying Christianity. But there's something else, too. Back in 2016, Colorado does a caucus for the primary, and they wanted Hillary, but they knew it would go to Trump. So they just didn't have one.
Oh no, they knew it was going to go to Bernie. Their caucuses. I used to live in Colorado. The caucuses, they have Democrat caucuses and they have Republican caucuses and whatnot. And each of the parties have their own caucuses, and then the winners of the caucuses bring it to.
Okay, David, I got to go. I've got to get this last caller. I've been given an extra minute, so I want to be sure and get him in here. But thank you for calling. Okay, hijacker on line 5 in Washington.
Yeah, Murray, you got a great show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you start doing radio again. So you're dealing with one of my pet peeves, and that's the gunplay among the alternative media radio host. I mean, the thing is that I never criticize anybody that's in the alternative media that's actually shooting in the correct direction. Now, once in a while, yeah, somebody will say, well, this is wrong, no Pizzagate, okay, Liberty was an accident. But by and large, if you actually take a look at what people do and the direction they shoot in, there should be no cross border between Vox and the Handsome Truth, and this shouldn't go down. We're on the verge of World War III, and people need to concentrate on, you know, what this is all about.
We've got 2 minutes left. Listen, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you my opinion. We're each individuals, and you can't serve God and mammon. And these people are showing who they are by their fruits, okay? And this is how it is.
Okay,
Handsome Truth is queer, and he's pushing Bible tracts, you know, the flyers, and he'll have Bible quotations on there. And he's inciting. Why did they enact 269?
Well, how do you know? I mean, what I'm saying is, how do you know that he's a homosexual?
He acts like one. You're not one, don't act
like one.
Come on,
Mer, we can't do that.
No, it's not funny. Okay, I thought it was funny and entertaining, but it is backstabbing ourselves to try to be too... A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, says James.
Right, let's take Alex Jones. Let's say this is a wonderful life. We take out of the equation he never lived. Would you take out somebody that's made as much impact as Alex Jones, even though
Listen,
he only goes...
I don't live my life by movies, okay? I know where they come from. And I'm not going to even contest that point. I know he's not Alex Jones, for that matter. And I talked about that in one of my shows. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. Fine. But he's an imposter and always has been. Controlled opposition for PSYOPs. How did he know it was going to be a prison planet and InfoWars? Well, he was in on the deal. Now on his second Jewish wife.
Well, you got a great...
Thank you, Hijacker, Tim.
God bless you.
You too. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Pusiba, dasvidanya, God go with you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.